Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara at the very top of the page. If you have two people, I'm not sure if we left off exactly at this top line, but this is where we're going to pick up. That be'igul shel develif, two people are holding on to a kli called an eagle, where they stuff dried figs, lots of dried figs attached to each other, into this eagle, and they make it like this round thing, v'otziu l'rishas harabim, and they carry it out into rishas harabim, or bakara, two people hold on to a beam, they carry it on into Rosh Hashanah. They're very heavy things, and no one's able to carry it on their own. That if one person couldn't carry it on his own, and that's why two people carried it, so then they're going to be chayiv. But if one person is able to do it on his own, then peturin, then the two people that carry it are going to be potter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even if one person can't do it on his own, whenever two people are doing it, they're going to be patur. Lekach nemar ba'asosa yachid shasa chayiv shneim shasa p'turin. That's what the pasuk says ba'asosa. That tells us that only when a yachid does something is he going to be chayiv. But if two people do something together, do a melacha together in concert with each other, then they're going to be patur. So apparently there is a machlokas tanaim. If one person is not able to carry something, and two people would be the natural way of carrying it, and two people actually do carry it, are they chayiv or are they Potter? So says the Gemara b'Maikom Miflgi. What is this Machlokas Tanoim really all about? So b'Haikra, they're arguing about Haridarshin, this Pasuk, v'im nefesh achas techta v'shkaga, me am ha'aretz ba'asosa, Rabbi Shimon Savar, t'losa miyutik sivi. There are three miyutim in this Pasuk. One miyut is nefesh techta, from the fact that it says nefesh and not nefashos or nafshos, we darshin that only a nefesh achas is doing the avera and not two people. And the second miyut is achas techta. The pasuk could have said vim nefesh techta. The word achas is extra to be my dafka if it's nefesh achas that did the avera and not two people. And the third miut is ba'asosa techta. It says ba'asosa to tell me that it's only one person who did it. So chad the mu'utei ze oker v'zeminiach, v'chad the mu'utei ze yachal v'ze yachal, v'chad the mu'utei ze eno yachal v'ze eno yachal. One is telling me to be memait from the malach of hotza'a if one guy does the Akira and the other guy does the Anacha, that they're both going to be Potter. The second miut is coming to tell me that if two people do the Avera together, but each one could have done it on its own, they're also Potter. And the third one is coming to be Memai, two people who do Melacha together, where one guy is unable, neither guy is Ze'enu Yachol, Ze'enu Yachol, where neither of them is able to do it on their own. And the normal way to do it is to have two people do it with each other, to have two people carry the item together. That's the normal way to carry it, but still you can be pater because there's a special miut in the pasuk to tell me that you're pater. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, chad me'utei ze oker v'zeminiach. One of the miutim tells me that if one guy does the akira, the other guy does the anacha, they're both pater. V'chad me'utei ze yachol v'ze yachol. One is coming to be memait that if either one of them could have done it on their own and they do it together, that they're pater. But the third miut is different. V'chad me'utei yachid sha'asa'a b'hora asbeizdin. To come and tell me that the guy did the Avera because Beis Din made a mistake and told him that it's mutter to do the Avera. They were matir an Issa Dal Raisa, that's Mechayev Echatas. And this guy followed that Psak, and now they find out that they made a mistake, that it was a mistake in Psak, and that person, so the Chiddush over here is that person who did it is going to be Pata from Karmel Chatas, because Ba'al Sosa sounds like the guy did it on his own will. He chose to do it by himself, as opposed to someone who's only doing it because Beis Din instructed him that it's mutter to do. In that case, he's not going to be Chayev. Rabbi Shimon, Yachid Shasa Baras Bezdin Chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon would say, well, if Yachid does Baras Bezdin, there's no Mia to tell me that he's Pater, and therefore he's Taka Chayiv in that case. For Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir, who doesn't Pater Shnaim Sha'asu, that do it, two guys who do Naver together, Rabbi Meir doesn't Pater at all. He holds that there aren't three Miyutim in the Pasuk. Mik Siv, does it say in the Pasuk, Nefesh Techta, Achas Techta, Ba'asosa Techta? It doesn't say, it only says, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta, Ba'asosa. So the word, the phrase nefesh achas is one miut, because that's the is and because the that's the derech of the psukim. So meaning, so nefesh and achas should not be counted as two miutim. Nefesh achas is a natural way of talking, so that's one miut, and therefore tre miutik sivi. There are only two miutim in the pasuk. Chad mutei zeokar v'zemeniach, v'chad mutei yachid shasa baras beisdin. One to be memayit zeokar v'zemeniach, where one guy does the akiru, the other guy does the hanacha. That in that case they're both going to be pater, and the other miut to be memayit yachid that follows the instructions of beisdin that he's going to be pater. But if two people do the action together, whether they're able to do it on their own or not, Rav Meir would say they're chayiv. There is no miut in the pasuk for that. So now the Gemara discusses the third din that we said on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis about two people doing it. Amar Mar. So we said if two people carry the item together, that if two people carry on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, ze yachol v'ze eino yachol divrei kol chayiv. If one of them is able to carry it on his own, but the other one is unable to carry it on his own, everyone agrees that one of them is chayiv. So frak the Gemara, hey minayu michayiv. Who among them is going to be chayiv? Amar Rav Chista, ze sheyachol, the guy who could have done it on his own. Because if it's a guy who couldn't do it on his own, what did he really contribute? The melacha wasn't done because of him at all. Meaning, even if he wasn't there, the same melacha would have gotten done. So, what do you mean, what did he contribute? He made it lighter, he made it easier to schlep. Why would you pater him? Yeah, if he's just helping along something that could have been done without him, that's not something of significance. He would not be chayiv for such a thing. So, Rav Zud brings a raya in the name of Rava that Rav Chista is correct, that a misayeya is ein bo mamish, that just helping along something that could have happened without you is not significant. We can bring a raya that misayeya is ein bo mamish from Tumas Medras Hazav. It says in the Mishnah, Haya Yoshev al gabe amita, if a zav is sitting on a bed, va'arba talios tachas ragle amita, and there are four talisos under the legs of the bed, so it's as if he's leaning on all of these, he's putting his weight on all of these talisos. So tameos, they're all tamei medras. Because the bed can't stand on only three legs, it needs all four. So all of the legs of the bed are necessary. There's a din of tumas medras on all of them. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, Rabbi Shimon holds that even if they can't stand on their own, each one is only considered a misayeya, and therefore they are not considered a medras hazav. Hayirochev al gabei behema v'arba talios tachas ragle behema. You're riding on an animal, and there are four talisos under the four legs of the animal, tahoros. Then, even if though it's a zav riding on the animal, those talisos are going to be tahor. Why? Because the animal is able to stand on three legs. It doesn't need four legs in order to be able to stand. You see that sometimes, animal, a three-legged dog or something, and it's able to stand and walk, not as quickly or whatever, but it is able to stand. So each regel is not critical to the ability to stand, and therefore it's not a medras hazav, and the talisos that are underneath it are going to be tahar. But v'amai, why are they tahar? Hakam esayeh ba'dei adadi, aren't they at least aiding each other? Lav mishum damrina esayeh ein bo mamish. So this is the raya. You see that esayeh doesn't really mean anything. So Gemara rejects the raya. Amar of Yudah, midis karta, li'olamei melach esayeh yesh bo mamish. Really, I'll tell you that esayeh is yesh ba mamish, that there is value to misayeya. V'shayni hacha de akra la legamri. The regal of the behema is different from every other misayeya because it's the derech of the behema to be oker one of its legs entirely when it walks and to stand on the other three legs without any help from the fourth leg. So since it's not really always misayeya, in fact most of the time as the animal is moving around, it's not even misayeya, it's not even lightening the load because it's off the ground, so that's why we're metaher the talisos, because it's less than a misayeya. So the Gemara brings a raya that you cannot be doche the raya from the Mishnah of Medras Ragle HaBehema. Ask the Gemara, if each regel is entirely uprooted from the ground and is not misayeya the others, we should be metame the other three legs of the other three talisos under the other three legs. Kivan de zimnin akraha lahave kizav hamesapech. Since sometimes it uproots this leg, sometimes the animal picks up the other leg, so the each of the talisos under each of the legs should have a din of a zav hamesapech, like a zav that's jumping from one bed to the next, where we're metame the suffix measures. Milot nan, don't we learn in the Mishnah zav shayimut al chamisha safsalin or al chamish pundaos? If you have four large bags to carry to hold money that are next to each other, and his body runs across the length of them. La orkan, so he's lying on his back or on his stomach all across them. Tameim, they're all tamei because the zavas metamei medrus each time he lies on a safsol or a kiss because he's that item is entirely supporting the zav, and we assume that he probably lied at some point on each of them, on all of them, but that's only if it was across the length. But l'rachban tahorin, if he was lying across the five of them, but they were across the width of them, then they're going to be tar, because each of them doesn't carry the majority of the zav. It only carries roughly 20% of his body weight, and there's no chash that they're going to flip around from the width to the length, because he's awake and he's paying attention. But yashan, but if he's asleep, even if he's lying across the width, safek mishapech alehen, and we don't know, did he ever flip around and therefore lie on any one of them? Tamein, they're all going to be tamei misafik. So you see that by safek medrus, we assume l'chumra and we're metamei. Ah, and therefore, according to Yehuda Midiskarta, by the ragle behema that we consider the leg that's lifted as if it's not helping at all, the other three legs are carrying the zav on their own. So why isn't the Mishnah Metame all of the talisos misafek? Elalav mishum damrinam sayeya in bo mamish. It must be that we view even that leg that's lifted as a misayeya. We view all the legs as being misayeya each other, and the reason that the talisos are going to be tar is because misayeya is in bo mamish. Rav Papi brings another raya in the name of Rava that misayeya in bo mamish. Rav Papi I'll bring you another raya. It says in the seifa of the Mishnah, of the previous Mishnah, after the din of a zav riding on a behemoth that had four talisos under the four legs, that they're all tahar, that Rabbi Yossi Omer hasus mitame al yadav, that they're not all tahar. If the zav was riding on a horse, he's mitame the two talisos under the two four legs of the animal. That's what we call the yadav. Animals don't really have yadayim, but we call the yadayim the four legs, not the hind legs. The chamar al raglav, and the if he was riding on a chamar, it's mitami the talisos under its hind legs. Why? Shemesh enes hasus al yadav. The chamar al raglav is just the nature of a horse that it puts most of its weight forward, and it's the nature of a chamar that it puts most of its weight on its back legs. So the zav is really placing his medrus, his weight on those specific legs. And that's why the talisos under those legs are going to become tamei with tumas medrus, but the whatever's under the legs that he's not putting his weight on are going to be tahar. But certainly all four legs are being mesayeya. Salav mishum damrina mesayeya in b'mamish. That's a raya. The mesayeya is in b'mamish. Now says Gemara a third raya. Amar Vashi Yafin Anami Tanin. I'll bring you another raya. The mesayeya is in b'mamish, because the Brisa says when it talks about the avodas hakohen, when something is chotzit between his feet and the floor of the Azara, that Rabbi Lazar Omer, that a Kohen is doing Avod in the Mikdash, raglo achas al kliv, raglo achas al ritzva, if he has one foot on the floor of the Azara and one foot on a kli, raglo achas al evin, raglo achas al ritzva, one foot on a stone and one foot on the floor, roen kol she'ilu yinat al kliv, it yinat al evin, yochel amel raglo achas avodasuk sheira. We look at it that if you would take the kli, or you would take the stone away that he has one leg on, that he would still be able to stand on the other leg, the one that's on the floor, then his avod is kosher, because really he's primarily leaning on the floor, so he doesn't really have a chatzitza, that's where his standing is really happening. But v'in lav, but if by pulling away that rock, or by pulling away that kli, the guy would fall over, so then avodas psula, then clearly that's creating a chatzitza between his body weight and the floor of the azaren, and avod is going to be apostle. But why, if he's able to stand on one regel that's on the ritzba, that's on the floor, would the avod be kosher? After all, the foot that's on the kli is still being misayeya, it's still helping. So you see, this is yet another raya that misayeya doesn't matter. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you one final raya, a fourth raya. We have another raya. Kibel b'yamin v'smol misayato avodas
pasuk sheira, if the kohen is mekabel the dam of the korban with his right hand, which you're allowed to do the avodah, you're supposed to do the avodah with the right hand, and his left hand, which is possible to do the avodah, helps catching the blood, the avodah is going to be kosher. But isn't it being misayeya? Lav mishum damrina misayeya ein b'mamish shema mina. So you see that this is a fourth raya that misayeya is ein b'mamish. So you see that any time a malacha, an activity, can be done with item A, even though item B is making it easier, we ignore item B. Item B is as if it doesn't exist. And how do we get into all of this? If you have two people that are carrying something together, person A could have done it on his own. Person B couldn't have, but he's just helping out. He's making it easier for person A. The halacha is that person A is going to be chayiv. We can ignore person B, misayeya, ein bo mamish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up on Sadi Gimel Amid Beis, rather, next time at the two dots.